That's what I did, but now I can make cake. Who can say that, huh?
We might have to work Antoinette in your name somewhere and let them eat cake.
Let me eat cake. What are you talking about?
Again, now we're talking about cake. We're probably going to, Poodle McNoodle's probably going to jump on this now.
Cake!
Yeah, so I ate it hot. There was no frosting.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Again, now we're talking about cake. We're probably going to, Poodle McNoodle's probably going to jump on this now.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1830 of the BFO for Thursday, the 29th of January 2015. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I've got more and more number one fan entries, and can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, everybody, we hear it, we hear it. Hello, Bostonians. Big Fatty, I only know one of them. It's true. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're Bostonians today, because y'all, I want you to keep in mind, keep them in mind. You know, Brian in Boston, you know, he is the self-appointed resident historian of the BFO, unsubscribed. And y'all, he sent me some pictures from the snow. Snow calamity up there in Boston. Y'all, I mean, he says, my car's down there somewhere. And y'all, he went to look for his car. Y'all, the snow was up halfway past his driver's side window, and y'all, there must have been, I don't know how much was on top of the car and everything. Y'all, it's just unbelievable. I hadn't heard from that boss boy and the gay cowboy up there in the New Hampshire to see if they got the snowmageddon also. But I was listening to that Dubious Intentions Positive, and evidently, they didn't get a whole lot up there in the Connecticut, and I think the Danbury's were in the same boat there. Yes, Big Fatty, a lot of people didn't get as many inches as they needed. Big Fatty, that just is, it's vulgar. It's just vulgar. Yeah, guys, y'all, you know, yesterday I read you the question that Tim Kumal had about being the number three fan and being eligible, and y'all, that really wasn't his entry, because I got one from him today. Y'all, I got entries today from Ed, from the It's All About Med. I got it from Ron, that's a Haunt Cubs hubby. I got it from Dr. Stone. Gus Chad got me one. Trucker Alex, Brother Sinatus, Mr. Tim Kumal, David, that Blue Jeans guy, y'all. Bill in St. Louis, you know, he's the number one fan. And Nessa and R.T. Cruz. R.T. Cruz up. So, y'all, I'm going to go back and read some of these that have come in. Y'all, Moose P. Big Game Day Prep. Pick up chicken tenders. Buy beer. Get out the foam finger. Big Ready, that's vulgar. Win the BFO number one fan contest. Practice end zone celebration dance. Y'all, Jimmy Bear sent me one also. It says, hey, Big Ready, no joke. I'd like to be the 2015 number one fan. Jimmy Bear. Y'all, it's that simple. Yes, Big Fatty. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. We hear it. We hear it. Y'all, as I do on Wednesdays on Hump Day, I was over at the Vons East. Y'all, they didn't have a whole lot on sale in the circular as I was going through it on Wednesday morning. But, y'all, I picked up a few things nonetheless. Oh, y'all, I pick me up some navel oranges. Y'all, they look real good. I hope they're going to be good. Y'all, they I was looking for things that I could have for my big game food. And y'all, I they had mozzarella. They had the frozen mozzarella sticks on sale. Buy one, get one free. And y'all, I had a 75-cent coupon on that, so I picked up a box of those. Y'all, they had a ham. They had a ham, a whole ham butt, Freddy Vulgar, on sale. So I picked one of those up, and I put it in the slow cooker while I was home at lunchtime. Y'all, I got me a package of the Asian salad. Y'all, they had the 20 count in-house fried chicken wings. So I got some of those, and I had a few of those for my lunch today, and I'm just going to kind of munch on them on Sunday as well. Y'all, I got me some bananas. Y'all, they had the baby back ribs, on sale, so I picked up a little package of those. Y'all, I got me a jar of ham glaze. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. No, but it's kind of sugar and cherries and pineapple and things like that. So I poured that on the ham also. And y'all, then I had the coupon for the what do you call those things? The mozzarella sticks. Y'all have spent $39.52. But I saved $26.06. Big Freddy, you did good. I did. Yeah, I see y'all. Last time we was over here at Spot and Big Fatty, y'all. By the way, Spot and Crazy posted some more today, y'all. I've got three pages of them I got to get through, y'all. The last time we was over here, that Toppy Smelly had spotted Big Fatty at the Horror Hotel, and y'all, I went back and I looked at that poster, and it's really very well done. Y'all should go over there and look at it. And you know, Toppy spotted Big Fatty as an engine. Big Fatty is at Casino or a call center? Is Casino, and y'all, the engine, Big Fatty. He's all muscly and everything, but he's wearing antlers for some reason. B, that is because you're silly. Y'all, Toppy Smelly also spotted. B! Spotted Big Fatty. It says two divas are startled by the sudden approach of the docile Big Fatty shark, known to always swim with a surprised look and its mouth always open as it swims. And y'all, Big Fatty is Big Fatty, you're a big fish in a little pond is what it, no, it's a little fish, or some kind of fish in an ocean or something, yes?
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Big Fatty, it's Guru Nudie in Tampa. A sunny, bright, balmy Tampa. As Willard Scott would say, it's Chamber of Commerce weather. What's it like in the rest of the country? Eh, who cares? Hey, I know it's been a month of Sundays since I've called, and I'm woefully, dreadfully, ramble redheadfully behind in listening to little shows. And by behind, I mean, well, I'll never listen to those episodes. But regardless, or irregardless, if you prefer, I'm calling to let you know that I'm throwing my sombrero in the ring for the number one fat contest of 2015. I think 2015 is going to be my year. Ciao, baby.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Guru Nudie in it's true, Poodle. And Guru, first of all, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely to finally hear your voice, and I'm sorry you're woefully and whatever else you said behind on the little shows. And you know, you don't have to listen. You just don't have to listen. It's fine. It's just fine. But Guru, since you hadn't been listening, I'm just going to remind you that you cannot be entered into the number one fan contest with a voice letter. You have got to send an e-letter to ruined@bigfattyonline.com. And in the subject line, put a number one fan contest, and then in 25 words or less, tell Big Fatty why you want to be the number one fan. And you know, the deadline is this Friday at 5 p.m. in the evening Eastern time. You know, that is the only time zone that matters. But anyway, Guru Nudy, lovely to hear your voice, and I hope we get to hear more from you soon. Yes, Big Fatty.
Oh, Big Fatty, it's me, Larry. I've got a shark story, Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
So I know it's not Shark Week anymore, but I really didn't have a shark story because, as we discussed in the coal mine, there was one semi-shark incident, but it wasn't really a big deal. So, but I have a shark story, so I figured you probably can actually reuse this at some point in the future. So, as you know, I've been down visiting my friend. We'll call him Larry, if you will. And last night, we went out to dinner, and I let the waitress order for me because she was like, "Oh, you have to try this vampire taco with a shell made out of grilled cheese and whole roasted cloves of garlic and pork, I don't know, like whatever." It was delish. And so we had a drink or two, and we were back at hers, and, you know, we were watching TV. We were laying on the couch, and the dog was laying on top of me, and, you know, it weighed like 90 pounds, so that was perfectly okay. And now, all of a sudden, sort of a rumbling in the area, and I said, "Ooh, that's embarrassing." So I, you know, "You gotta work, so I'm gonna go," and yada yada yada, like hug hug, kiss kiss, goodbye, you know, all that fun stuff. And you know, see you next week. And so I get in the car, and like I was on the expressway, the beach line, which is in the flow ride, it's like this whatever. It's just a toll road that connects. So I'm zipping, but you know, you got to slow down for all the toll booths. I've got the pass, but you still have to slow down to pretty much a stop. You just coast through them. So I'm trying, Big Fatty. I'm trying. I'm just blowing right through everything I can. I get on I-4 and I'm zipping back, and two wheels pull into the parking lot. You know what that sounds like. And of course, my room at the Hotel Motel Holiday Inn was far too far from the parking lot. It was like very complicated. You had to go through like three buildings around a pool, whatever, to get to my room. And there were fireworks going off for some private party. I don't really know. And let's just say that there was one other boom. And we thought it might be a fart, but it wasn't. And we were within about three doors of our room. And of course, there were a few people around, and we don't think they noticed. So that's all I'm going to say is there was a little bit of an incident, a sharding incident. So, but I suppose it's better that it happened there than on the gentleman friend's couch. So,
oh, Big Fatty, why did you hang up on Vader? I didn't hang up on Vader. First of all, Vader, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely. Just lovely to hear your voice and your short story. Y'all, I think we'll have to put that in the Short Week archives for next year. Full disclosure here, Vader was telling me this story in the coal mine today, and y'all, it was Big Fatty, we know what it was. It was a gusher. It was just a gusher, and it was vulgar.
G'day, Big Fatty. This is Scotty. Listen, I know America is behind, but today is the 28th of January, 2015, and I'm listening to the BFO, and I'm still hearing Christmas music and Christmas cards being read out. Now, call me grumpy bum Fay Driver, but this is ridiculous. Can you not at least play some Australian music for Australia Day that was 2 days ago? Okay, bye.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that of course is the little Aussie battler. And first of all, Scotty, what did you say your name was? You were I don't know, something Fay Driver. Big Fay Daddy. Anyway, you must be behind because Big Fatty hadn't played the Crema music in at least a week. I don't think we may have played it a short week, and I did play the Australian national anthem on Australia Day. So you must be behind in your listening. And is all I've got to say. Big Fatty he's got to be behind in something, so it might as well be the listening. So anyway, but Scotty, thank you so much for the call. We don't hear from you nearly as much as we'd like to, either in voice letters or your little show. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I've got a little more time, so I'm going to read a few more of these number one fan entries. By the way, I just got another one from mysterious Crone Haven. Y'all, Curtis from the Game Night Gal says, now, no shenanigans this year. Please enter me in the random drawing to be the number one fan. Vote Curtis for elected number one fan of the BFO. Big Fatty, he don't get it either. It's true. Y'all, the Haunt Cub. The Haunt Cub says, hey, Mr. Big Friday, I'd like to become the 2015 number one fan of the BFO simply because none of those other bitches deserve it. Big But, and then he says, I kid, but not really. Y'all, Gaw out there in Denver says, our Berg Party, please enter me in the number one fan colostomy bag, as I believe I can be as ruined as you. Hugs and kisses, Gaw. And Mean King says, hey, Berg Party, I'd like to be the number one fan of the BFO, as I have for years now enjoyed your little show every day at lunchtime and would be so honored. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, I guess it. Y'all, I'm just going to close out the little show today. Y'all thought I'd go over here to the Twitty while I'm going over there. Big Fatty, you're not prepared. It's true, I'm not. Anyway, y'all, I just wanted to let you know, Scotty brought up about the Crema guys. I just wanted to let you know that I've finally gotten the address from the denims, David That Blue Jeans guy and Mr. Green Jeans, so I can get their cat out sometime this weekend. Xbox support 1-5 wants to follow Big Fatty. Big Fatty, I think you can decline that one. Okay. Jay never tweets, wants to follow Big Fatty. Rod in California, Christopher 575, lick me, that's less. Big Fatty, lick me like a cake. Oh dear, Gussie. Y'all, on the 20 today, there was a real interesting post over there is about that Hendrick over there in the Perfume Germany. Y'all, he is evidently going to be meeting up with the Turnip Head and the Urban Guy T.O. Now, I don't know if Urban Guy T.O. and Turnip Head are going to Germany or if or Hendrick is coming to the Toronto. But y'all, if he's coming to the Toronto, I better get a full damn report of what they did at the Black Eagle. Black Eagle. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Toucan Beanie. That's Dr. Stone and the Turnip Head. And Turnip Head, give us a preview of what your number one fan selection says.
Again, now we're talking about cake. We're probably going to, Poodle McNoodle's probably going to jump on this.
Oh, Big Fatty, I'll jump on Turnip Head any old day, kind of like Hendrick.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me! Thank you.
been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.